to put this magazine down. This has to go.
How can it be that distracting? What's going on with you over there?
I'm just, I loved Tiffany when I was little. I mean, do you know?
Is this disturbing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes me feel old.
Well, I didn't love her when I was little, but I sure love her now.
Come on, Bean. How old were you when Tiffany's album came out?
I was probably too old to like that kind of music.
Yeah,
was kind of the thing.
I was like, you know, 13 or something.
Oh, you wanted to be Tiffany, didn't you?
Totally.
Aren't you glad you're not?
Oh, my God. I was so jealous of her whole mall tour.
She's singing
in
a mall.
I love malls. I love to sing. You know, what more do you need?
Sure. Now, before we broke up for the news, and man, what a buzzkill going from you into our newsman, Don.
I know.
Apologize to for our listeners. Yeah.
Sorry.
But you were you had some more thoughts about the nudity in Resident Evil.
Well, yeah, I just want to let a lot of the women that are listening know that this nudity might be a little bit gratuitous, I admit, but it's not in any way sexual. I mean, it's not like I'm taking my clothes off seducing somebody. It's literally like me putting a robe on and you see a little bit of titty. So it's like accidental titty. You know, it's...
Which, by the way, is the name of a terrific band that came down the Weenie Rose this year.
No, but it's true. It's not like, you know, hey, look at my boobs.
Well, why didn't you do
it's
that, too?
It's more like, you know, oh, you saw my boob. You know?
Both
but
are
that
good.
Is, that's totally no, gratuitous when they do that.
No, I know it's totally gratuitous, but it's a rated R movie, for God's sakes.
Right, you gotta, sure. If you don't have... If it's rated R and there's not at least that...
Just a little
people
bit.
People are, you know, PO'd.
No, it's fun. It gets a little...
Right.
No, I want to say titillating, and then I'm like, God, I'm saying tits all the time.
Well, you've come to the right show. What did they do? Now, here's one thing I haven't read anything about in what I've read on Resident Evil. What do they do for soundtrack? Because usually, for some reason, video game movies have great soundtracks. I don't know why it is, whether it's you know, Tomb Raider or Spawn or any of them. They all have good music in them. What are you guys using?
Well, we're using a super cool band named Slipknot.
I love them,
of course. As the first single, mm-hmm. which is... really dark and really scary and super great.
Right. those guys are honked up. Yeah.
Oh, man, they're so cool. And Marilyn Manson actually did the score for the film.
Fantastic.
It's awesome. I mean, there's actually this one scene where Michelle Rodriguez is looking under this train because she hears this noise, and literally the sound effect for the noise that she hears was recorded by this guy in England, and he's a freak. First of all, in our movie, he used, like, dead chickens and pigs and blew through them. And then, like...
I'm sorry, hold on right there. I thought you said he used dead pigs and chickens and blew through them.
Yeah.
That's what you said?
I said that.
What do you mean by blew through? You mean like shot them, blew them up?
No, he like...
Threw a dead pig?
Threw a dead pig.
Fantastic.
And chickens.
Fantastic.
And then he went to a cockroach farm and recorded 2,000 cockroaches skidding around. So it's like...
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool? I mean, we just...
Where do you find a guy like that?
Because it's like, you know what we didn't want was like all the sort of sounds that are already pre-programmed for horror films.
Which everybody's heard 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. And right, it's literally, right. You'll hear the same dog in every horror movie barking outside.
You know what? And you normally hear the same blowing through a dead pig sound. So I'm glad that he recreated that live. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I know. It is.
Wait. What was that sound?
Can you imagine being that guy's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, how was your day?
How was your day?
How was your pig?
What was that particular dead pig blowing through sound? What was that used for specifically?
I think it was sort of just like mood, just to set the mood, kind of.
I love that.
Like background mood sound.
That's truly twisted.
This movie is pretty twisted.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
That's great.
It's sadistic in a clever way.
That's what we're looking for.
Let's take Leo's phone call, by the way, who is from Baldwin Park. Leo has an interesting question for Mila that I don't know anything about.
Leo, hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, good morning, Mila.
Hi, Leo.
This is awesome. Yesterday was my birthday. This is like a present.
Oh, cool.
For me.
Look at that,
happy
a present.
Birthday.
So, yeah, I have two real quick questions. One is regarding a website. It says it's official, but I wanted to make sure it was because I don't know if it is.
Yeah, sure.
MilaJ.com, is that?
Yeah, that's the official site.
Oh, okay. And my other question is...
Is there something on it that made you question whether it was really the official one or not?
No nudie pictures.
Yeah. No, it's because there was a fact there, and then the webmaster is saying that it is, but there's... And
I'm sorry I asked. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Second question.
In regards to music-wise... Plastic Has Memory, is that still going?
I've had like so many incarnations since my first record of like different bands and stuff, and
right.
Since I've been working on so many movies, it's been a little bit difficult to keep everything going because all my friends end up doing other things while I'm away.
Oh.
So But I'm writing music all the time, and hopefully you can come see me live this year.
You'll be in L.A. probably?
Or? This year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get a show together this year. I'm not planning to do any movies in the near future, so okay. I'd like to work on my music.
And also with People Tree Sessions, a lot of people are trying to get their hands on that, but it's like sold out. I luckily got a copy. What was behind all that? What was?
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, it's pretty weird stuff. And the fact is, me and my friend pretty much got drunk and like three nights in a row just sat around and just kind of bull beeped, you know?
Right.
And literally, he released it.
Nice.
You know, and it was just like us having a good time, and then he put it out, so it wasn't really something that I wanted people to hear, but there you go, you have it, and if you like it, you're a fucking weirdo.
Aren't you, tell me, I want to know how your mind works, Jamila. I'm frightened of Leo right now. Are you at all, are you getting any kind of a vibe like he knows too much or is too into you? You know what I mean?
No.
Leo's cool. He's asking professional questions.
Leo's right outside the door of this building. No, right.
Some of the letters you get at your website, oh my God.
Okay, you know too much. Bye, Leo.
Tag up. Hey, Omar, I want you to save this tape in case the authorities need it for some sort of evidence later.
No, but you know what? I shouldn't.
It's what?
No, go ahead.
Don't you can't start like that and then knock.
I know.
I'll come over there and slap you.
Excuse me. You're not gonna slap. Okay.
Leo is creepy. That's my ruling. I'm sorry.
Let's take another call. Josh in West Covina. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
I was just wondering, Mila, do you have a lot of guy friends or something? Because you've really got a great sense of humor. Most girls are just too damn prissy.
You know, I guess so. I hung out with way too many, like, homeboys when I was younger. So I'm definitely... You know what it is about me? I could play, like, a young boy in a film. I'm comfortable with that. I'm, like, I'm never the girl that's like, oh, you know, you went out and you saw her, you know, boobs.
Right.
Or you did her... You know, I'm like, yeah, cool, you did her, cool. You know, it's awesome.
You're kind of a guy.
You got some, that's great. I love it. You know, so... I don't know. I guess I'm a bit chauvinistic in that sense. But yeah. And then again, it's like, then I do movies like Resident Evil. I don't know. I love it. I love the contrast in my personality. I can be really kind of casual about things, but I can still wear lipstick and high heels and stuff and be pretty.
Yes, you can.
You still like being girly sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
Sometimes. All the time.
You know, whatever this next incarnation of your band is, it has to be called Accidental Titty. I mean, I think we all.
I know that
decided.
Is a really cool name.
That's
I don't
a
know
fantastic
if L'Oreal
name.
Would approve, though.
Well, they have to approve your name? Oh.
That's a good point. All right, so Resident Evil opening up today, and you know we were saying earlier, it's the beautiful thing is there's nothing like it out there in the theaters right now. Hasn't been for some time, so hopefully there's a big pan up audience to go see something like this. It sounds good.
And not to like toot my own horn, but toot
it.
But I don't know if you're going to see anything like it afterwards because it's been a long time since we've seen a really scary movie, and this is the kind of thing you have to bring your girlfriends to because they will be all over you.
Now you're talking our language.
You know?
All right, good.
Well, listen, you have to come back and see us.
It's
you're,
like your girlfriend made you go see 40 Days, 40 Nights last week.
It's your turn. Right? You know?
Payback. Will you come and spend some more time with us another time, Mila?
Sure.
Fantastic.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks
we appreciate
a lot, guys.
All right.
Bye. See you, Leo. Bye.